Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, one of a handful of mayors from around the country who met with President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland today to search for solutions to the problem of gun violence in this country. Police chiefs from seven other cities also attended. Phil, do we know how Sam Liccardo got the invitation?
Well, one of the things was that tragic shooting at the Valley Transit Authority, the mass shooting there. That certainly caught the nation's attention, and I think the attention of the president. But meanwhile, back here, as distressing and disturbing as that shooting was, gun violence has become far more common in the past year or so than we've seen in a decade. And it's got a lot of people worried and searching for solutions on the local level, because quite frankly, they're worried that, you know, how do we sit and wait for a national solution? Come on, that hasn't happened. And as Biden said, president said, one size doesn't fit all. But we can't seem to agree on what size should fit for the Bay Area either when it comes to gun violence.
Differing approaches among the major Bay Area cities?
Well, it's sort of a universal, yes, I would say differing approaches. It depends on where you are and how it's being handled. San Francisco, for example, has doubled its gun assaults over the same period last year. We've had 119. That doesn't even compare, however, to Oakland, which has had 334 gun assaults so far this year. So that's more than double it, triple it close to. And, you know, at the rate at Highland Hospital, which is sort of ground zero for gunshot wounds in the East Bay area around Oakland and Berkeley, is 50 a month. I mean, one person a day is going in for a gunshot wound. We have the fatalities. Fatalities would be higher, except for the doctors are doing a really good job. But we hear a lot of talk about getting guns off the street. But we're confronted with a new phenomenon called ghost guns. And they don't go through the usual buyers. They're not the ones that you get at a gun show. These can be manufactured by people with kits, and they're literally being done in garages and kitchens and then sold on the streets. And we're, you know, it's just flooding the market. The other thing is that while we talk about getting guns off the streets, there's a real division of opinion in counties about what to do about the people that have the guns. It's one thing to take the guns away from somebody when they're caught. It's another thing to put them behind bars for a while to cool down. And right now what we're doing is we're taking the guns away. But unless the gun gets shot at somebody, chances are they're going to be back out on the street awaiting their court date. And law enforcement are asking for the judges at least to put a hold on these people so that we can calm down the situation. But so far, yeah, that's not the case. And that's where, you know, all things are local, including crime. And that's where we stand right now. A lot of talk nationally, but locally, still need to do the work.
KCBS Insider, Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Parts.